What's up, Trainiacs? Triathlon Taren here with another edition of the Triathlon Trainee Ask podcast, where I answer your triathlon questions 5 days a week. Today's question comes from Joe, and it's about how to train for a marathon while also still training for triathlon. Before we get into that question, let's thank the sponsor that we've had recently, Aon Insurance, with their bike insurance specifically designed for triathletes. Canadian triathletes can go to aontriathlete.com. That's aontriathlete.com and learn more about this. But one of the features of this that has been designed specifically with triathletes in mind is their broken bike insurance. With the amount of races that Ironman is starting to hold all over the world and the amount of times athletes are traveling, there's a lot of broken bikes that happen out there. Happened to a friend of mine about 8 days before she was about to race Kona, and she had to worry about how to actually get a frame. With Aon, you will call them, and within reason, they've ensured me that they will make sure that you are not without a bike for your race. And beyond that, they've also got stolen bike insurance, canceled race insurance, sick trip interruption insurance, emergency medical insurance. And I've ran this by my commercial insurance guy, and he went, holy smokes, that is a really good deal. Much less expensive than traditional house rider bike insurance. So Canadian triathletes, go check it out at aontriathlete.com. That's aontriathlete.com. Let's get into today's question.
Hi, Taren. My name's Joe from Southern Illinois. Today, I finished my second Olympic triathlon. I've done several sprint triathlons. I've really become a fan of the sport. I want to start by giving a shout out to Rich Adams from MSC Racing, who is the race director for today's triathlon. He came through by doing a big favor for a large group who got left out of an Olympic triathlon last weekend that was canceled due to weather. And he came through for everyone by helping us get in this one last minute. So thanks to Rich Adams at MSC Racing. My question is about training for a marathon when doing triathlon. I'm doing a marathon in October, and I'm kind of torn between my triathlon training and the idea of switching to pure running. And what I wanted to know is if there's a marathon plan for triathletes, or if you have some recommendations of how I can train for the marathon in October without giving up my swimming and biking. I thought about an Ironman triathlon plan and just reducing my focus on or my volume on the swim and the bike. Tell me what you think about that or what I can do. Thanks for all the great work. Love listening to you. Thanks.
Thank you very much for your question, Joe. I think it's a very good one, and it's one that you can take and apply to any real situation, I think, where people are looking to maybe add in a Spartan race, add in a fun run, add in a half marathon, add in a cycling race. In my case last year, adding in a marathon swim. I think there's a big misconception about a lot about how people approach the triathlon and calling themselves a triathlete. A lot of people I find, because triathlon, it tends to attract very A-type personalities. People look at themselves as a triathlete only if they are training for triathlons and only if they are stepping up to distances. I look at it as very much kind of from the standpoint of triathlon is a mindset, as a lifestyle. And that mindset and lifestyle is really just about making yourself happier, healthier, challenging yourself continuously. And you can come back to triathlon anytime. So one year you might focus on marathon running, another year you might focus on swimming. But the beautiful thing about triathlon is that all of the sports, they intermingle together and they benefit each other. So I'm going to tell you how you can approach running specifically, which works really well for triathletes. But there's one thing that I have to clear up. You haven't mentioned what your expectations are in that marathon. And I'm going to assume that you're not looking to be like in the top 3% or the top 5%. Once you get to that tip of the spear in almost any sport, you have to really, really focus on that one sport and doing the training specifically for that one sport. So in your case, I have to assume, to answer this question, that you are in the majority, that you are the vast majority of age group athletes out there that are looking to finish well, looking to finish strong, and not necessarily doing this professionally or at an elite amateur level. And if that's the case, you've got a huge amount of bandwidth that you can use with how you structure your training that doesn't have to be running focused. And I would actually recommend to a lot of people who aren't at that elite level that they don't focus on running only when they're doing a marathon. And runners might be like, ah, no, you got to increase your mileage. You got to increase your mileage. Well, yes and no. If you want to be a runner and a pure runner, sure, you can increase your mileage, but the things that you're going to risk are you're going to risk injury, you're going to risk overtraining, you're going to risk developing inefficiencies and imbalances in your body by only doing running over and over and over and over. It's one of the most corrosive endurance events that we can possibly do. And if you are wanting to be a triathlete and a runner, you don't have to just focus on the run and risk all of those negative aspect of pure running. So what do I mean by this? Looking at yourself as an endurance athlete first, and an endurance athlete who is simply just doing a marathon at one point, I would look at it from the standpoint of not how do I get absolutely running fit for this running race. I would look at it as how do I get fit to complete the running race well and healthily, so that when I want to come back to triathlon or I want to do a Spartan race or whatever you want to do next year, you can do that very well. How you approach this is by looking at it from the standpoint of it's three sports that we do, three disciplines that comprise one sport. Swim, bike, run means that they all play together. It's not swimming as one sport, biking as one sport, and running as another sport, which it sounds like you're approaching it as right now. Like, how do I get fit for running while I have these two other sports? If you look at it from the standpoint of, all right, how do I become that good athlete and use all of the sports to benefit my running? It's going to be a lot easier. Here's how you do it. So swimming helps running immensely. And I'm going to talk about how Jim Lubinsky, the co-host of the Tower 26 podcast, huge fan of it. He says that the times that he has ran the best in his life was actually when he was swimming a lot. The reason for that is swimming loosens up the limbs. It makes you taller. It practices a more upright position. And because swimming is low impact, you can get your heart rate and your central fitness system to a really high red line level without risking injury more times throughout the week. So you can get to that red line 4, 5, 6 times a week without the same risks as going and doing track workouts or tempo workouts or long endurance runs. Similar with cycling. One of the things that you have to build to be able to do a full marathon well is endurance. You have to train your heart to be able to pump that long without fatiguing. Well, your heart is your heart. And whether your heart is doing really hard pumping for running or really hard pumping for cycling, it doesn't make a huge difference. So to hack away at that running endurance that you need to build, you can go on long bike rides, which is going to still keep you fit and injury free so that when you come back to triathlon, you haven't lost all of that cycling. The one thing that you are going to give up by looking at yourself as a triathlete who's doing a marathon, as opposed to a runner who also needs to swim and bike, is that the pounding that will happen over the course of a marathon is very corrosive on your body. It's where people end up having to basically limp across the finish line because structurally their body isn't strong enough to do that. Personally, I have grown to be of the belief that to build that capability to be able to stay upright and stay strong towards the end of a running race, you're not best off building that ability just by running a huge amount because, like I say, it's a very injury prone sport. What you do is you incorporate strength-based running with hills at lower intensities and lower distances. So I'm doing 70, 75, 80 minute runs for the 90 to 100 minute run that I'm going to be training for in the half Ironman that's coming up. But because I've also added in strength training, I'm building my body's durability to structurally stay upright and get that postural fitness. So this is how I look at it. I look at all of the factors and how it can make me a better athlete. And I'll give you an example of how this turned out. About 3 years ago, I was doing a ton of swimming, huge amount of swimming, huge amount of biking. And I wasn't intentionally doing this, but I hadn't done a run any longer than about 16 kilometers because I was a little bit injured. I just focused on swimming and cycling. And I figured, you know what? I'm feeling pretty good finally. I'm going to go and do a half marathon. That half marathon that I did still to this day is the fastest half marathon that I've ever done at 1:28. And it was when I had only done, I want to say somewhere in between about 6 and 10 runs over the previous 2 months. So if you are looking to finish that race, finish it well, and then be able to come back to triathlon very easily, look at it from a cohesive standpoint about how the sports benefit each other and what you can do to make sure that you come back strong and healthy. I hope that this helps you out, Joe, and I hope it helps out other trainiacs. Thank you to today's sponsor, TriCover Insurance by Aon. If you are a Canadian triathlete, go check them out at aontriathlete.com. That's A-O-N triathlete.com. And if you're digging these trainiac podcasts, head over to our website, triathlonterran.com/free resources. We've got over a half a dozen free downloadable supplements to help with your training. Thank you for the question again, Joe, and we'll catch everyone in the next episode. We'll be right back.